Hidden tragedy creates a new global outreach. Legislation could start a new chapter for international adoption. And little girls with big hearts can change the world, one country at a time. We'll tell you what that's about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The deadly plight of Christians in countries like Iraq, Syria, Egypt, and Nigeria are tragedies that are nearly unspoken. In places like these, Christians may not even be able to read their Bibles without marking themselves for death. Wycliffe Associates has a solution. President Bruce Smith explains.
The most accessible technology in the world these days is the cell phone.
That's why Wycliffe Associates launched Operation Timothy.
Operation Timothy is our strategy for web-based publishing, digital publishing of scriptures for the coming years. Basically, putting scripture online makes it accessible for free 24 hours a day and worldwide. And so that's the kind of accessibility I think that technology creates.
Scripture can be loaded on a normal cell or downloaded on a smartphone. In other words, they're helping believers hide in plain sight. The program doesn't run itself, though. They need help. Prayer first, then funds. They're trying to raise $108,000. We have some ways you can come alongside at our website. Next, just ahead of Malaysia's National Day celebrations, the government won a court decision in the controversy over the use of Allah. Hearings are slated for September 10th to resolve the dispute over allowing non-Muslims to use the word Allah. Christians say it's the Arabic word for God, but Muslims claim otherwise. According to the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, the quarrel has, at times, gotten violent. Pray that Christians will stand firm in their faith. We have more on this on our website. This is Mission Network News. Legislation in the U.S. Congress could impact adoptions in places like Russia. President and CEO of Bethany Christian Services, Bill Blackwire, says Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is co-sponsoring Children and Families First legislation. Blackwire says this legislation will
make it more efficient and more focused on getting children into families, and it would cut down on some of the hoops, if you will, that adoptive families have to go through.
Under this legislation, the U.S. State Department would work closely with governments like Russia that have banned adoptions to the U.S.
to correct whatever problems they have, to make sure children who don't have any parents and whose relatives are not available or willing to adopt them, that these children could then come to the United States on a more efficient and quicker process.
U.S. adoptions are down 60% since 2006. Adopting or fostering gives you opportunities to multiply your faith. Listen to Bachmann on Bill's blog through a link at our website. Meanwhile, it's amazing what kids can do. In the United States, one little girl wrote a book to help the people of Haiti. 7-year-old Mackenzie Howell was so moved by the work of Baptist Global Response that she wanted to join in. So she sold at least 400 copies of her book so far. The proceeds, over $2,000, will support BGR's follow-up work from the 2010 earthquake. Pray more workers will rise up with a heart like Mackenzie's. And getting lost in India this fall will be a good thing. Lindsay Ackerman of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India explains.
We're excited to introduce thousands of new families to Chris and to our Lost in India program. Families are going to be blown away by how it impacts them and their kids, as well as the people in India.
Ackerman says it'll also show families how they can be part of the Great Commission thousands of miles away.
It's an opportunity for them to be right there in India, seeing it and experiencing it, and they can make a difference in the life of a kid in India right away. It will really help raise awareness about India and the opportunities to share the gospel there.
Find details at missionnetworknews.org. Pray this program helps further the gospel in India.
If you want to check out our trailer, it's right on our Facebook page at facebook.com/missionindia.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the new Josh Wilson CD, Carry Me, when you support Mission Network News. When you give your very best gift, you'll receive music that will remind you to wake up, be a light, and share Christ. Keep it or give it to a friend. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get your Josh Wilson CD, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.